Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Today we are visiting the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania, and we're going to be speaking with Bree Nitz, who's the Vice President of Sales for Discover Lehigh Valley.
Thanks for having me, Marietta.
Hello. You know, we're in the Hudson Valley. We don't hear a lot about the Lehigh Valley, but you know what? It's a fantastic destination. There is a lot to do, and it spans, you know, family things and things for history buffs. I mean, there's so many interesting niches that somebody can use to come and plan their trips. So
absolutely.
So first, tell everybody where you are in case they're not familiar with your location.
Sure. The Lehigh Valley is about 90 minutes west of Manhattan and just 60 minutes north of Philadelphia. So really close to some dense population bases, really easy to pop on over to the valley. We're home to three charming historic cities. We've got Allentown, which is actually the third largest city in Pennsylvania, and then the historic Bethlehem and Easton. So we've got a few different varieties of things to do here in the valley, given that we have three different cities here.
Yes,
so.
And I'll tell you, anybody that does tourism that's listening to this show, this is the poster child, this Lehigh Valley, on what do you do when you've had an industrial base that maybe isn't there, or manufacturing base not there. You folks reinvented yourself, and I'll tell you, it's just spectacular what you've done. Really, really amazing.
And thank you for that. And really, the folks here in the local community really take pride in who they are and where they've come from, and that just perpetuates in everything in the region and in the valley. So you can see a lot of pieces of the history that make up this valley. It comes through also in tourism when you look at attractions and things that you can go and visit. So I can kind of touch on a little bit about each community and give you a little perspective and history. So when we look at Allentown, this is actually where the Liberty Bell, America's symbol of freedom, was hidden during the Revolutionary War. So a lot of history there. It was hiding in our downtown. We've got a spot for that for people to come and check out. And then
you've got a replica there, right? There's an actual replica.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. And then we moved to historic Bethlehem, which is a community founded by Moravians. So it was essentially the hub of canals. So canals, as many of transportation buffs may know, they really gave birth to greater transportation routes. So right along the Lehigh Valley River, we've got our canal systems, and it's just, just a great story about the foundation that built the rise and fall of Bethlehem Steel. So, and then when we look at Easton, it's featured prominently in American history because it was one of the first public reading sites of the Declaration of Independence. Uh-huh. So that public reading was actually held in the city's center square in July of 1776. So really, when we look at settlers from the Moravians to the American Revolution, and then more recently the Industrial Revolution, it's really history is just dovetailed in everything that we do. So it's just exciting to represent that.
Oh yeah. So so if somebody's coming, would they tend to stay in one place and hub and spoke out, or is it, or do they focus on one town at a time and to have a different trip for a different area?
You know, we love that term hub and spoke, and representing the entire valley, we want everyone to make the most of their trip here and certainly get out and explore everything that the valley has to offer. When we look at the things to do, we look at it from the amusement and entertainment side, the arts and culture, of course, history, which I've already tapped in on, outdoor recreation. If you're into the libations, we've got the beer and wine and spirits, and of course, shopping, some paranormal activities. So really, we like to position our itineraries based on what groups are most interested in.
All right, well, let's start with a family. Let's say family group. And cover some of the family things maybe that you'd find in each of the communities, or Crayola is over with you guys, right?
That's right, Crayola. You nailed it. Yeah, one of my favorite talking points is that Easton is home to the Crayola Experience, and so that's where folks can come as a family, or even adults participate in it as well, and can really see how the crayons are made and what makes up the company that I feel like every person has used Crayola crayons at point in their life. So it's almost nostalgic to see how these crayons are made. So that's certainly a big attraction for families and kids. Another just quintessential one is Dorney Park and Wildwater Kingdom here in Allentown. So we've actually got a coaster that the height of it, you can fit the Statue of Liberty underneath the peak of one of the coasters.
Wow.
So certainly I did a complete walking tour last week, and they've got so many things going on. They've got Snoopy World there, and so when you look at school groups or families, it's certainly a place to come to, especially when you're trying to escape the heat with that water park that they have there.
So that's the Wildwater Kingdom.
Wildwater Kingdom.
Yep. Thing about Crayola, you can get your picture taken with a 1,500-pound crayon, right, over there in the Crayola thing?
I think so.
Yeah. And I think they also have like a lot of hands-on stuff for kids where you're making stuff and, creating artwork out of melted wax and things. So you want to really, if you have kids that love art and hands-on stuff, you want to make sure you, check out everything that's at the Crayola. That could probably take a day, I bet, most of the
It's definitely about the experience there.
And then the park is another day. I mean, it takes you can't do that in less than a day, I would think.
That's right. Yep. Carve out lots of time for your getaway here. So, another one that especially this weekend coming up is the Iron Pigs. So that's our affiliate AAA ball team, and they've always got events happening out of the field. So that's one that we're certainly excited about.
Uh-huh. What about railroad? Do you have any train rides or anything like that?
Not particularly train rides per se, but we one trail system that can be good for families alike is our Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor, and that's a trail that spans throughout the state of Pennsylvania, but we're home to many miles of it. So,
mm-hmm. Wasn't there a mule? There was like a canal system thing ride where the mule pulls you or something. Was that in your area?
And that is part of that National Heritage Corridor. So certainly something that folks can take advantage of and see how really history was made. That's the National Canal Museum.
Okay.
That's a fun one for folks as well.
You've got places where, you've got the rail trails, all of that kind of stuff. You've got special events, too, that you do each year that are really magnificent. Maybe you could, is it Music Fest is one of them, I think?
Yeah, and we're coming right up into the season for all of the events and festivals. So Music Fest, as you mentioned, is probably our largest and most well-known event. It's the nation's largest free non-gated music festival, so it showcases more than 450 performances on 14 stages. 13 of those stages require no admission, so it's a really inviting to all kinds of folks and all kinds of music, really. So visitors can wander down the streets of historic Bethlehem and past gorgeous 18th century buildings and really see all kinds of different music over the course of the 10-day festival. It's a really exciting one. Another one that's happening this summer out at the Steel Stacks is the Soccer Fest. It's the Lehigh Valley Soccer Fest and Viewing Party, and it is in regards to the Women's World Cup that's happening. So from June 7th to July 7th, there'll be viewing parties happening outside to really just get folks out and excited about cheering on the women's soccer teams.
Oh, that sounds interesting. There's a lot of interest in soccer. That's a pretty popular sport and all. And then do you have do you have other museums? I'm kind of interested in the kind of museums because of the historic basis to the area.
Yeah, and it really is based on what these groups are interested in. We've got the Allentown Art Museum, which is a beautiful museum in downtown Allentown. And then we've got the Hoover Mason Trestle, which is actually over in Bethlehem, which if folks are interested in exploring the blast furnaces of Bethlehem Steel, it's about a one-third mile of a walk over that, and folks can kind of do a walking tour to learn the history about Bethlehem Steel. So, again, you know, the National Canal Museum, it's just tells that story of the towpath of the canals and features hands-on exhibits that educate and entertain parents and children, and you can even learn how to steer that canal boat. So
wow, isn't that something? It's fun.
Yeah.
There's not many places like that. I mean, we've got some canal systems up here in the Hudson Valley that, you know, they have like little remnant pieces of a canal, but nothing where you can actually, you know, see the mule pulling the it's just a really cool thing. Now you they call Bethlehem Christmas City. And Beth, the Moravian history, I heard that you have more structures than Colonial Williamsburg or something, historic structures?
That is something we tout, yes.
Wow, that's a national landmark? Is that considered?
I don't know the exact phrasing that we can use at this moment, but they're up for an accreditation through the World Heritage as a site.
Yeah, 14 acres, so, right? I think it was over 10 acres, the area.
Yeah, and you know, when we're talking about the history, I'd be remiss not to mention the historic Bethlehem Museum and Sites tour. They offer walking tours around the whole area that really talks about that history that we're discussing. So, it's just an amazing thing, cultural experience.
Oh, yeah. Now, you do a big Christmas thing over there, too, right? Is that in Bethlehem? That's in Bethlehem.
That's correct. That's Chris Kindlemart.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a shopping extravaganza for folks to come down and buy their Christmas gifts, and it's really turned into a nice social environment, so full families can come down and there's things to do for everyone. If you're not that interested in shopping, you can go and do a separate area of the event and enjoy yourself with cocktails and such. So it's something that certainly, we're as being the Christmas city, it really showcases.
I bet you could shop and get some pretty good gifts down here, huh, for Christmas?
Oh, absolutely!
Oh, yeah.
And we pride ourselves on our local shops as well in our downtowns.
Yeah.
So, certainly something for everyone.
Now, Bree, I would think since that's such a huge event, people should start booking their hotel like now, right? I mean, you don't want to call 2 weeks before you go overnight.
We love the planners. So uh-huh. if you can plan ahead of time, and if we can help folks with that, kind of craft their itinerary, certainly. And we have properties of all types and hotels for everyone. So if you're looking for that casino resort feel, the Sands Bethlehem has you covered there. It's an all-inclusive property.
You got a casino there? Well, I didn't know you had
a
casino.
We do.
Wow.
Yeah, Sands Bethlehem. So, uh-huh. Yeah, it's great. It's home to Emeril Lagasse. Has a few restaurants there.
Wow.
It has an outlet mall attached to it.
Uh-huh.
And, they have shows in and out of there as well that really bring in some folks and comedians and magicians and other folks. So and that's right there in Bethlehem as
wow.
well.
Now, what's the best website in order to get a good look at all the different types of places to stay? Where would they? What website? You have a website for
yeah.
your
We do, and Discover Lehigh Valley is the best starting point, and it's really a comprehensive guide to the entire region, so you can locate the things to do, certainly the hotels, and find the exact place you want to stay when you come into the area.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really good. The there's related stuff that goes on, but, you know, I don't think anybody should take a chance and just think you're going to show up. And, you know, it's good to find a place, plan it ahead, you know, have everything ready to roll. And, you know, that's a good thing. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And if we can be a resource to that, then, you know, we welcome folks to reach out to us if they haven't been to the area, or if it's been 10 years since they've been here. We really want to be that guide to help them, you know, have an amazing experience.
Do you get
here.
A lot of church groups and bus groups for Kindlemart and for
Certainly, and like I mentioned, that accessibility to, you know, being close to New York City and close to Philadelphia, it's really such an easy drive to get here. So, yes, when we look at groups, we certainly can plan out what a time would look like here in the Valley. So, yes.
It's nice when you have people to help, you know, to help plan the thing and make it a good experience, because you get people who want to come back every year then, and there's a lot of seniors who don't want to drive a couple hours, so for them, a bus trip is a great way to do it, and I would think school groups also would be another.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you've got a colonial industrial quarter. You've got a Museum of Industrial History. That sounds really interesting. That's a Smithsonian affiliate, right? That's up there?
Yeah. And again, the museums just run rampant around here. So it's almost like every period of history, we've got a museum for it. Mm-hmm. So, certainly welcome those history buffs.
And that's focused. This industrial history is based on manufacturing heritage. So, you know, I heard there was like a couple of hundred artifacts. It's a pretty good size, you know, affiliate.
Definitely.
For the Smithsonian. Certainly. Yeah. Yeah. Dan's is a good one. The,
you know,
music,
one that I think is under talked about is we've got an amazing venue. It's called Valley Preferred Cycling Center, and it's actually a velodrome here in the area. So they've got an exciting summer coming up. The Olympics, the Summer Olympics, take place in Tokyo next year, and so the facility is hosting this June many Olympic hopefuls to qualify for Tokyo 2020. And so if folks don't know what a velodrome is, it's essentially a concrete crater, if you will, and it's for track cycling racing. So we're going to see a lot of great talent in the Valley this June and this summer who are looking to qualify and head to the Olympics. So we're really just excited about that.
So they would look on your website for dates and specifics for that?
Correct. Yep. We'll have more information coming out on that very soon too. We're just really excited about that, having that venue here in the area.
Wow, that sounds really good. So that's going to be in Bethlehem.
That one is out in an area what we call Trexler Town, but still located within the Valley.
So it's nearby. Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is great. So we got that. And then how about for people who like the arts? They like to go to, you know, concerts and things. Do you have any music halls or?
Yeah. You know, I'm excited. This weekend actually marks our the opening weekend of the Levitt Pavilion, and that is it's about 50 free concerts throughout the summer months.
Wow.
So, and it's based right there in front of the iconic Bethlehem Blast Furnaces on the Steel Stacks campus. So, really just, you know, leveraging that history of Bethlehem Steel and inviting folks out to enjoy the warm weather and you know, just a free concert series.
Wow.
So that's one. We've got the State Theater in Eaton. So that's another spot that folks can check out, you know.
And they've got comedians. They got the whole range, Broadway hits, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
That's right. That's right. It runs the gamut.
Now, I heard they had life-size puppets. Is that true? over there?
You know, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
It could very well be true.
Yeah.
That's
kids' productions, but puppets, everybody loves puppets. That's like, universal kind of stuff. So.
That's right. So, we take pride in what we have here and where we've come from. One notable piece is that Nazareth, which is in the Lehigh Valley, is home to the oldest maker of fine acoustic guitars. You may recognize Martin Guitars.
Yeah.
And so we're actually very proud to be home of Martin Guitars, and folks can go in and take tours and really learn how these guitars are being made. And so that's certainly something that as people are planning their trip in, that's one to really make note of.
That's very unique. Do they sell them there also? Is there like a factory shop or something?
I believe they may. Certainly opportunities for folks to spend money.
Fantastic. The other thing that we get a lot of requests, people always want to know about, are there any wineries or breweries? That seems to be a big draw for people. Maybe they don't have the kids sites, but other people that are coming.
Sure. And yes, we do have a Lehigh Valley Wine Trail. Currently on that trail, we have 8 wineries with 220 acres devoted to what they call viticulture. So, we certainly love to promote our wineries here and truly get that local experience and local flavor when people come to town.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you've got quite a nice variety of things. And you have a Bach Choir Festival, too, every year, right? There was something with the music.
That's right. It's the country's oldest Bach choir. It was founded in 1898. It's the first complete performance in the United States of the Mass in B minor and the Christmas oratorio. So it's got a lot of history there. So we're essentially very proud to host that.
Yep. And I think also you've got a Shakespeare festival that you do in the summer somewhere. I don't remember where it was, but I remember seeing...
Correct. I believe that's at DeSales University. They are hosts.
June through August, the whole summer, I guess. So, that's a real...
It's amazing. Mess. Once the summer hits, it's like we've got a whole series of things that happen. So we certainly welcome people during these warm summer months to come in and check some things out.
Yeah. And do you have, like, county fairs and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. The Great Allentown Fair is one that's been happening for over 150 years. It's they've had some pretty good headliners come in, and so that is certainly one that we like to tout. It's full of thrill rides and carnival games and food vendors. It's certainly a great time for locals and visitors alike to get together.
Yeah. I've got a couple of dates. When I used to write a lot about the Kutztown Folk Festival, and I guess it's in its 70th year, and that's going to be June 29th to July 7th this year. That's a really good one. And I think you've got a blueberry festival coming up July 20th and 21st. If anybody likes blueberries, that looks pretty good at the Burnside Plantation. And then Music Fest is going to be August 2nd to the 11th. We want to make sure we get that in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And let's see. I'm just looking through Wheels of Time, Rod, and Custom Jamboree. Sounds like 2,000 street rods. I'm just looking through your calendar thing. Oh,
sure,
here's one that I like. August 25th, Food Truck Festival. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. You can get a taste of lots of different cuisines.
Yep. And then there's a Great Allentown Fair is going to be August 27th to September 2nd. Bree, why don't you give us your website, give us a phone number for somebody who might want to bring a group, and and then we'll wrap it up because we've got maybe 2 minutes or less.
Sure. So the best website to get us is discoverlehighvalley.com, and a phone number to reach us at is 610-973-3830.
Yeah. And there's supposed to be some really good hot dog places in the Lehigh Valley. So maybe real quick, just give us there was two or three of them that everybody loves. So the one that starts with a Y that I used to always write about, which...
sure. If you like hot dogs, and even if you don't like hot dogs, I think you will enjoy Yakko's. Yakko's is a staple here in the Lehigh Valley. And I tell you, as the summer approaches, all I do is crave hot dogs.
Yep.
So that's certainly one that folks can go and hit.
So I want to thank you again for coming on, and I hope everybody checks out the website and check out the wine trails, check out everything that's there. I think they'll have a great trip, and I would guess, you know, people come back more than once because there's so much to do. So thank you very much. And that's a wrap, folks. I hope you check out the Lehigh Valley and have a wonderful week. That's it, folks. I hope you check out the Lehigh Valley. This is Marietta Allen for Weekend Magazine. Have a great week.